This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman. It's been 6 months today since 17 people were killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Just days after the shooting, students mobilized in an unprecedented way to fight for gun control and school safety. For some of them, activism was a way to cope. Some of their classmates began healing by making music.
I'm Andrea Pena Sawyer-Garrity. I'm going to be a junior at Stoneman Douglas High School.
And I'm
going
to be a senior. I just switched to Douglas last school year, so I met Andrea in the beginning of the year.
Right after the shooting, Andrea and Sawyer needed to process how they were feeling, so they decided to write a song. Andrea composed the music and accompanied on piano, and Sawyer wrote the lyrics and sang lead. They made a recording and sent it to their drama teacher. She asked them,
"Do you want to sing the song at the CNN Town Hall?" And I was like freaking out. It's not finished. I don't know what to do.
The event was at the BB&T Center in Sunrise, 1 week after February 14th.
The whole entire CNN Town Hall thing was kind of very high tension.
Wait a second. Wait a second. You guys, if I can't hear her statement, I can't come up with a rebuttal.
It just, the whole entire atmosphere felt very tense because it's all about politics and Everyone was very upset and they were demanding answers.
Senator Rubio, can you tell me right now that you will not accept a single donation from the NRA in the future?
We just wanted to give people just some hope that things would get better.
We're not gonna let you in. We're putting up a fight. You may have brought the dark, but together we will shine the light.
It was like a dark cloud, like a storm, and I just didn't know when it was gonna pass. I thought it was just gonna hover over us forever.
We're gonna shine.
That's why I felt that our song couldn't be about sorrow.
Writing the song got us to that place where we had hope for the future.
Can't raise up our voices so we'll never ever fall.
One of the Douglas alumni, Brittany Kagan, reached out to us and was just like, "We need to make a music video for this, and I think my company can help." The video is for the victims.
Dedicated to all the 17.
We wanted to show the school how it was when we left it. We had scenes in the beginning of the school being empty and just dark. And then it leads into us going into a room and fixing chairs and picking up instruments that were on the ground and stuff. It was kind of a symbolism for us trying to pick up everything that's been broken.
You threw my city away. You tore down the walls and opened up all the gates.
The you in the song, it's not one specific person.
You ruined this town.
It's the person who made all this bad things happen. I think it's the government. I think it's literally just anyone trying to silence our voices.
The people, maybe in office, maybe not, that are just bystanders, that are just like sitting and letting this happen.
You may have heard us, but I promise we'll be stronger.
There's a scene where our friend Ashley, her dad, drives up to the school and is dropping her off, where it just shows his face and he's like just waiting for her to go into the school.
How hard it must have been to let his daughter go after facing something so horrible.
This is the tension that we were feeling and just the overwhelming anxiety.
We're done with all your little games. We're tired of hearing that we're too young to ever make a change.
In that scene, there is a girl sitting at this table and she's looking sad. And then this boy walks up to her and places his hand on her.
They're both looking at each other like, "I'm here for you."
We just wanted to show the comfort we were giving each other. My favorite scene is with the therapy dogs.
They can tell something's up, but you don't even have to explain what's up. They just know. For the part where it goes, "We can hug a little tighter."
We can hug a little tighter. We can love a little more.
I really wanted to see like our principal, Ty Thompson, like giving someone a hug or a group of students a hug. It was like a really harsh time, and that's all he wanted to do was just like hug us. I thought that was so powerful.
We'll never give up the fight.
It starts switching back from footage of people at the march to where we are at the school.
It cuts to us performing at March for Our Lives.
Be the voice for those who don't have one.
We marched all the way from the school to DC. This is where we started, and now we're here and we're ready to use our voices.
You're not gonna knock us down. We'll get back up again.
With politics, there's sides, but with art and music, you can speak to anyone.
One thing that we all really do need to learn is just to listen.
We're speaking out like no one has ever done before, and we're trying to make a change like no one has ever done before.
We will be something special.
That is something special.
We will shine.
After we made the music video, we were discussing what to do next. We realized there are going to be so many people who are just going to be sitting at their homes over the summer thinking about everything that happened.
Douglas students Sawyer Garrity and Andrea Pena decided to sell their song on iTunes. They raised money for a foundation they founded called Shine MSD. This summer, the foundation ran a free arts therapy camp for Douglas students. I recently visited Camp Shine in Parkland. Tune in tomorrow for that story. It's part of Stoneman Douglas Stronger, our series on how the school's community has been trying to heal. You can find more, including the music video for Shine, at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman.